SubhanAllah, when we study the lives of our predecessors, our pious predecessors, our ulama, and so forth, there's one thing that we learn about them, and that is that they would receive a lot of letters from their students and from du'at during their time. And they would always be seeking advices. Today is easy, you just pick up the phone, Sheikh, give me advice. It's simple. But a long time ago, they would have to write letters, and they would send it and wait for their answers for a long time. One thing we learn is that Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi was no different. He would always receive letters. And if you don't know about Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi, one thing we learned from his life is that whenever he would go and give a lecture, the whole place would get packed by the shuyukh and the scholars and the imams, that those who are considered as non-shuyukh or non-imams and non-ulama, they didn't even have space to sit in his lectures because it was taken over by those who were the learned ones. That's how much learned he was, subhanAllah. One time he received a letter from one of his students and basically asking him that, can you please give us some simple advices? You've given many advices and you've written many books. Books that are very general for people to read. And there were books written by Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi which were very difficult to read and understand. So one time he received a letter that, can you please just give some just very simple advices that a layman can follow them and abide by them. So Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi, he responded by saying that there are four things that I can share with you right now that every person should abide by. And inshallah, if they abide by these four things, inshallah, the hope is they will reach their ultimate destination. And so he begins the advice by saying that a traveler must always remain on the path to do four things. This is how he began the advice. Now, it's interesting to note that he said a traveler. Why would he write this advice to someone that as a traveler, you must abide by these kind of things? He could have said as an individual, as a human being. But traveler, why? Because each one of us here, we believe, according to the other hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, we are all travelers and we are in this dunya for a very brief moment. When you are a traveler, imagine if I'm going from here to Umrah, inshallah, and the stop is, let's say, in Turkey, or let's just say the stop is in Dubai or anywhere else. We are going there for a very brief moment. As a traveler, that is a brief stop. But the ultimate destination is either Mecca or Medina, inshallah. Likewise, a Muslim, we have come into this dunya. The akhirah is our ultimate destination. This dunya is a very brief stop. So he begins the advice by referring to the person as the traveler. Additionally, if you think about it, each one of us, when we recite in Surah Al-Fatiha, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. This path is supposed to lead us, inshallah, to Jannah. And anyone who stays on this path, now who is the one who is often on this long path? It is a traveler. When you think about traveling by road, going from one major city to the next major city, imagine a person driving from here all the way to Chicago, for example. These are long roads, and you have to remain on this long road. Likewise, our deen is such, and our life is such. We are on this path. It's a long path. But inshallah, as long as we remain as a traveler, we have that traveler mentality that we are here in this dunya very briefly, very temporarily, and then we're trying to get to our ultimate destination. As long as we have that mindset, inshallah, we'll be able to focus on what is important. So then the four things he said was, number one, a person must always correct their aqidah. A person must always correct their aqidah. When a person is coming close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, often they had flawed ideas. They may have flawed, opinions in their mind. They may have been misinformed as they were growing up. So Imam Ghazali is saying that the very first step in order to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that we must correct our aqidah. And not just correcting aqidah, but making sure that there is nothing in our life or within our lifestyle that can be regarded as a bid'ah. Because often, subhanAllah, all of us, we have our journey to Islam. Though we were Muslims, many of us, majority of us were born Muslims. But if you think about where we came from, or, you know, people who were born and raised here like myself, but our parents and so forth, where they were before they came into deen and so forth, they were far from deen. Think about, I mean, majority of us here, we may have come from a background where they did not practice deen, where there was a lot of bid'at in their life and so forth, whether it may have come from overseas and so forth. But the point is, there were a lot of bid'at. If you observe the world that we live in today, from an Islamic perspective, there's been an Islamic awakening that started in the I would say mid-1980s in America and has continued on, alhamdulillah. If you go back in the 1980s, there was nothing, you know, understand? There were hardly any masajid, there was nothing going on. From the mid-1980s, you see a growth taking place within the Muslim community, meaning from a religious perspective, a spiritual awakening. And not only in America, but all over the world, you see this spiritual awakening happening. But before this, there was like this, there was a certain level of darkness, a certain level of jahiliyyah, bid'ah that were taking place. And this affected and penetrated many different families. So Imam Ghazali is saying, the very first thing in order for us to come close to Allah is we have to correct our aqidah, our perception, our understanding of who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, along with the fact that if there's any bid'at in our families that is going on or within my personal life, they need to be removed. The second thing that is extremely important when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after correcting our aqidah is to ensure that we are making tawbah and sincere istighfar and repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very, very often. Because a person, as every one of us, no matter how much we are, how high we are in our religiosity, in our spirituality, there's always going to be a relapse. There's always going to be a time where we may commit a sin and so forth. We are, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says in a hadith, كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّاءٌ. We all are going to commit sins. We all are going to forget our purpose time to time. Yes, we might violate someone else's rights here. We might miss the salat over here. We might violate the Quran here. We might do something that is absolutely wrong. We might see something that is wrong. We might hear something that is wrong. We may engage in saying something that is completely wrong and so forth. So if that is a situation, no problem. As long as we make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was, you know, on the outskirts of the city, Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, he's about to leave. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, he's about to go to Yemen. He gave him three advices. One advice was, be conscious of Allah, have taqwa wherever you go. But the second advice that is relevant to our discussion here, he says, وَاتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا. Whenever you do anything wrong, no problem. Back it up with something that is good. Because when you do something that is good, تَمْحُهَا, it will wipe out the wrong that you have done. So, and not only that, but if a person commits a wrong, but then they commit something, they do something that is good, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised that every good that we do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase it and multiply it. That is why it's always, we do something that is wrong, khair, we make tawbah, we make istighfar, we try to make a strong resolve that we won't do it again, and we back it up with something that is good. A person commits a sin, after that, try to do something that is khair. Give a sadaqah, read some verse of the Quran, do some dhikr and so forth, help someone else out. Our deen is very simple in that perspective. The third thing he said was that we must do is making sure that we fulfill everyone's rights around us. That means that if we owe anyone anything, then that is still not pending. I have to make sure that my account with everyone is very clear. Why? Because in the akhirah, if there's anyone that we have, whose rights we have violated, then they will come after us and Allah will allow them to come after us. And wallahi, the worst situation that anyone could be in, and may Allah protect us from being in that position, is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam referred to in the hadith as the muflis, the bankrupt person, thinking that we've done so much, I've done this, I've done that, but I violated people's rights, they will come on the day of judgment and take everything from me. That is why, brothers and sisters, it's very, very important. Spirituality, our ibadat, Quran, salat, and everything else, Ramadan and Umrah and Hajj, everything else, one side. But if I'm violating people's rights, there is a clear threat that all this khair that I'm doing can be taken from me on the Day of Judgment. So that is why we have to make sure that we ensure everyone else's rights. And the fourth thing, which is extremely important, is as we progress and we go through this dunya and we are trying to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to acquire knowledge. This is Imam Ghazali saying, acquire knowledge. Now, Imam Ghazali also explains, how much knowledge do you need to acquire? Acquire that much knowledge that is relevant to you. See, there are things that are relevant to all of us. How to eat, how to sleep, how to go to the restroom. These are things that we all should know. But at the same time, there are things that, for example, if I'm a businessman and I'm working in a certain area of business, I need to know the fiqh of that business. If there's something related to my family that may not be related to other families, but there's a fiqh aspect regarding that, then I need to know that. This is why Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anh, whenever he would go out during his khilafah into the markets of Medina and so forth, he would not allow anyone to do business until they knew the fiqh of that business. Why? Because if I'm doing something and I'm not doing it correctly, then I could be incurring the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon myself. So whatever we are engaged in, we have to sit down, understand, and think about what am I engaged in, and I need to know the ilm regarding that particular matter. Now there are some who say, I want to go and study knowledge. I want to study, acquire ilm, and grow my ilm, and become a sheikh, and so forth. That's a different case altogether. But generally speaking, we need to know the fiqh that is relevant to our personal lives. So the four things, once again, correcting our aqidah and removing anything that is considered as a bid'ah in our life. Number two was what? Tawbah. Second one was tawbah. Third one is? Rights of other people, the huquq of others, huquq al-ibad. And the fourth one is? Acquire knowledge. So these are four things, inshallah, as Imam Ghazali, he gives. Once again, there's a lot of other advice that Imam Ghazali has given, but Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi alayhi, one time wrote to his student that try to do these kind of things. As a traveler, if we can do those kind of things, inshallah, you reach your destination. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant all of us tawfiq to do these things and do much more that we are required to do. Amir Rabbil Alameen, wa jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما